Well, welcome. I'm Julie Wright, 3-Page Business Advisor, and today I'm speaking with a 3-Page client, Clayton Parker. Clayton is the business manager for CAMS Automotive and Performance, a business located in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I know a lot of you that are in business are really going to appreciate this story because it takes a business from the startup phase and turning the corner. So, Clayton, thank you for taking the time to, you know, share with us your experience at 3-Page.
Hey, no problem, Julie. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the business itself and what you do there.
Well, we are a complete auto repair facility, and my cousin owns it, my cousin Dave, and I joined the ranks here back in August of 2010 to run the business aspect of the company. Dave's a mechanic. He knows cars. I'm a businessman. I know business, so makes for a real good fun time here.
I bet. Now, it sounds like you both have, you know, are using your unique ability. How many employees do you have?
Right now, not counting Dave and myself, we have 2 full-time techs and 2 part-time techs.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how long have you been using 3-Page in the business, and what package do you use?
I just upgraded to 6.0, which is a level 3 package now. I actually implemented it shortly in the middle of August, shortly after I got here.
Okay, great. And then as far as when you started at CAMS, you know, give us an idea, kind of a picture of what it was like before 3-Page.
Well, I walked into a virtual train wreck, to put it as nicely as I can. When I got here, the guy that had preceded me had been gone for approximately 2 or 3 months, and between some of the things that he had done, plus having no accounting for, you know, that 3 months, I walked into a QuickBooks that showed us $36,000 upside down, and with only $2,200 that I could quickly account for. So basically, I had $14,000 that I was showing that were upside down that I couldn't find.
And so you had $22,000 you could find, $36,000 was in the hole, and $14,000 unaccounted for.
Correct.
And so, obviously, I mean, without knowing the bank balance and everything, it presents a whole host of problems. Talk about, you know, some of the problems that gets created when you don't know cash flow.
Well, I mean, I had absolutely no budget. I couldn't tell him how much he can order in parts. We wanted to push to get more customers. I didn't know what I can do for advertising. We needed help, and I didn't even know if I can afford to pay myself, pay Dave, and pay the one employee that we had when I started here at that time.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you don't know if you have a budget for marketing, it's hard to get new business. And we know with, you know, a level one business that oftentimes cash flow, getting clients, is the first struggle, let alone as a level two business, you know, putting systems in place. So, you know, you were able to keep the doors open, and I know you've done a great job there. How did you first hear about 3-Page?
I heard about 3-Page. I had known Ron previously. This was actually one of the installs that I had seen Ron do back when my cousin first started. It was just sort of getting me familiar with the system. I had owned a print shop previously, and I had actually just closed it. And when I had met Ron, we had talked about, you know, the difference. I probably would still have my print shop had I had 3-Page at that time.
And, you know, it's not uncommon. You know, many entrepreneurs start a business and, you know, for whatever reason, it takes off or it doesn't. But without a doubt, 3-Page has rescued many businesses. So how long did it get you to actually, you know, set up, you know, going from QuickBooks into 3-Page? How long did that take?
The actual setup took me about an hour to do, an hour or two. When I first did my initial setup, I had one goal in mind, and that was to get us further along. You know, as we discussed before, I had $14,000 that was unaccounted for, so I took that $14,000, and I used negative $14,000, and I used that number, and I forecasted 25% above that. And I came up with that number myself because while I was working to try to account for the rest of the money, get the books under control, and get a very good accounting system in here between my accountant and myself, I said, if I can do 25% above where I'm at now, I'm at least headed in the right direction.
Sure. And then how long does it take you, once those numbers were entered, How long does it take you each week?
Even then, you know, it was just a couple minutes. Now, with the six trackers that I have and everything in place and us moving forward, it takes me approximately 8 minutes at most to prepare, and that's putting in the numbers, putting in the agenda, printing everything off, and getting set for our eight-minute meeting.
As long as it takes to get a cup of coffee and start drinking it,
eight minutes.
That's pretty amazing, you know, including the agenda and everything. And we'll talk a little bit about what those things are. You know, with 3Page, we focus on what matters most. And there's a tool called the Weekly Tracker, which you mentioned. And for those that aren't familiar, it helps you track those items that impacts the bottom line the most. And at Kim's, you know, auto and performance, what do you track weekly and why?
I actually track six things, but I don't look at all six. I track our expenses, our total expense, which is our overall operating expenses, and I just do a glance at that number just to make sure that I'm not over budgeted in one area. I track our parts expense and our labor expense, as well as our parts income and labor income. Parts and labor is our bread and butter. That's where we're going to lose the most, or that's where we're going to make the most.
And we know that, you know, what you want to do with 3Page and what 3Page, it makes it so easy, is when you focus on just those things that matter most, it impacts the line, you know, the bottom line right away. Now, backing up a little bit, there are lots of changes that come about. Some are even what I call strategic byproducts. What key changes did you make as a result of 3Page?
Well, first thing we did is we fought to build a team, and I say fought to build a team because, you know, finding the people that are going to work for you, work with you, and not against you is a big thing. Once we did that, we got the input from the team and started implementing what they're telling us. We did that through the SWOT reports. The first SWOT report we did was just awesome. Got a lot of things that Dave and I both didn't really see happening within the company. So first thing we did is we had a big increase in communication. That was one of the key elements, and communication on all levels going to everybody. The second thing is that we had goals. We had something to shoot for, and it wasn't goals that I came up with or my cousin Dave came up with. It's goals that we came up with together. And having that communication, having the goals to shoot for, gave us an end result. It gave us something to go at. Mm-hmm. Lastly, having that scoreboard, having a way of showing them, okay, this is where we're at today. Instead of walking out and saying, I need $370 to break even today, I can walk out and say, we need $600 to make our forecast. And they're shooting for that $600 because they know we make that $600, we're profitable, they get paid with no problem, I get paid, David gets paid, and we have more left over.
So there was a real shift in mindset. Instead of coming at the numbers from, here's what we need to break even, you got everyone, you know, as a team involved to say, here's the number that we need to shoot for to be profitable.
And correct.
I think that's really, really a big thing, because a lot of people think, well, if I could just break even, or if I could just get a 5% improvement, but you were going 25%, you know, which is pretty amazing. So as far as, you know, looking at, you know, all of the impacts to the bottom line, do you have any stats or anything, you know, feedback from your team? How did it change things there?
Well, first off, with implementing the 3Page system at that 25%, once we got our books, everything reconciled with our books and all the discrepancies and stuff taken care of, we actually ended our first year in a recession and our first year in business $4,000 to the good.
Wow.
Which we were really excited about. With the changes, knowing that we have a budget, we've launched a website. We've gone to the internet. With that, our referral program and our monthly specials, we've gained almost 160 new clients this calendar year in 2011.
Wait a minute. Repeat that again. That's pretty significant. How many clients?
We're quickly approaching 160.
Wow. Wow. 160. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're excited about that, and we like to watch that number grow. And with that, as of to date, on my labor income, I'm 7% above my forecast year to date, and with parts income, I'm sitting about 35% right now, exceeding our forecast.
So 7% above in labor income and 35% in parts income, and those are the two major drivers of the profitability of the business.
Correct. And I am I've exceeded my parts expense. I'm actually sitting right now at 34% with that, which is just under the parts income. That, you know, that's given. I mean, both numbers are going to go up. But the labor expense, thanks to the wonderful team we have here, I'm actually sitting right now 11% under my labor expense forecast.
You know, and that's one of the keys with any business. You know, we always stress, you know, track total expenses and total income, but make sure that labor is a part of it because, you know, for almost most every business, that's a key, you know, deal breaker.
It really is, and that's where another feature of 3Page comes into play, which is, which I'm sure we'll get into here, is it's called the snapshot. And what the snapshot allows me to do, it allows me to take that labor expense, divide it by the labor income, which the system does for me. I just ask it to do it. And it gives me my percentage ratio to that. Basically, it tells me what percentage of my labor income am I paying out to the guys out there turning wrenches out in the work bay. When I first ran that number, I was sitting at 27%. And after sitting down and running some numbers with Ron, we determined that each labor percent is worth approximately $1,000.
And that's $1,000 to the bottom line, profit.
Correct, because labor income or our labor percent, that's going to be straight profit.
So any, just to make sure people understand is these small movements in number can impact the bottom line in a tremendous way because it's like finding money is what I always tell my clients is, you know, we're going to go on a hunt to find money. One percentage point of labor in your business added $1,000 to the bottom line.
Correct. And I had sort of set a personal goal to prove it to the guys. So I challenged them back in the beginning of June to drop the labor percent by 2 points. July 9th, when I did my end-of-the-week tracker, we dropped down to 25% from 27%, which is where we're at now. And since then, I have not had under $2,000 in the checking account.
And so, you know, the key here is, you know, you got your team involved to cut their own labor expense. And how did you get that done?
It's communication. It's transparency, which, you know, I mean, basically opening up everything to each one of them. They know where we stand. They know the weeks that we're struggling. They know the weeks that we're doing good. They know when we're over budget, when we're under budget. We meet weekly. Every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, we have a staff meeting, and everything comes out on the table. And I found that doing that, if we're open with them, if we're transparent with them, that they're going to want to help. You know, they're not just employees. They're members of this team. If the company grows, they grow.
Now, for those that are listening and are not 3Page clients, there is a nine-step system that's used that you don't have to reinvent this. You know, the things that Clayton is talking about are all laid out step by step by step, and communication is a huge piece. As a matter of fact, it's, I think, two out of the nine steps that's been all, you know, thought out for you. You know, Ron, as the founder, you know, spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours making this as simple as possible so that anyone can do this. You know, you don't have to have accounting knowledge. You don't have to have, because this is not an accounting package. Do you want to comment on even that feature?
Yeah, it's definitely not an accounting package. I do want to turn back real quick to that communication thing, because one of the most important parts about communication is not only communicating to your team, but listening to what your team says. If they come in and they have an idea that's going to help them drop that labor percent, we're gonna do our best to implement it because it helps them and they know that they're being heard. So, I mean, I don't really just want them to hear me. I want to hear them also.
And that is a key thing because, you know, the name of the game coming out of this recession and everything is retention of your employees. As well as your clients, of course, but your employees, because we're coming into such a shortage of talent. And, you know, to find good employees, to train them, and then to listen to them, you're going to keep them there.
Right. And now back to your accounting system. I use QuickBooks, and I mean, I like QuickBooks. It's a great program. The one thing that I can't do with QuickBooks that I can with 3Page is I can't see where I'm at compared to where I need to be. I can print a profit and loss statement all day long, every day, at any given point in the day, and it'll tell me you've done $7,300 this week, but it won't tell me where that $7,300 is compared to our goals, our forecast, and where we want to be to achieve the vision of this company. And that's where the 3Page system comes into play, is at a glance, I can say, this is where we want to be, and this is where we're at to get there. And it's easy, and it's something that my cousin, who's not the businessman, he understands it, as well as the rest of the guys out there.
And when it can be that simple that anybody can understand it, you know, it's kind of genius. And what it allows you to do, what I hear you saying, is it allows you to measure and manage in real time, not 7 weeks later.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit. You are also a new 3Page business advisor.
Correct.
Even though you're an old face here at 3Page, tell us why you became an advisor.
Well, when I first met Ron and I started working with him a little bit on 3Page, I've always had a passion to see small companies grow, and that was part of the reason, you know, why I was interested in 3Page in the first place. I was here installing the first system at CAMS. It was actually the first one that I had actually seen installed, and I wanted to come back on it when I got CAMS done because I want other people to experience what I've experienced here at CAMS, and that's taking a company from the train wreck and putting it right back on the tracks and headed in the direction and watch the turnaround. It's exciting to see where you're at now compared to where we were at, you know, a year ago.
Yeah, and I can hear that excitement in your voice, and I'm sure, you know, going into any other business, you know, you're going to take that experience, you know, and really help a lot of businesses. So having the advantage of, you know, even having Ron as a business advisor, you know, probably one of the best in the world, in my opinion,
sure,
help you at CAMS, you know, what do you see as an advantage of a business bringing in an advisor? You know, some of them might look at it as, oh, I don't know if I can afford that or anything like that, but, you know, this is not your typical kind of consultant or anything like that, but if a business is stuck or maybe they've been successful and they're now seeing their bottom line shrink or not grow as fast as they'd like, what do you see as the advantage of an advisor?
Having that pair of outside eyes on the company. I'll give you a prime example of that. I would not be tracking labor percent if Ron didn't come in and say, you know what, labor percent, if you can drop labor percent, you can make more money. And I'm going, what do you mean? And he showed it to me. And having that person from the outside that knows business, knows the operation, and go, this right here can make you more money, is big. Because we're, as a business manager, and I know my cousin as well, we're focused on that vision. And you sort of jump at different avenues to get there. As an advisor, and what I hope I can do for other companies as an advisor too, is to just sort of lay out that roadmap with them and say, figure out how they're going to get there, what's the easiest way to get there, and what's going to make them profitable along the way.
And what differentiates 3Page is the fact that there is a tool, a software, there's a system, and then you marry that with a seasoned advisor such as yourself. You know, it's hard to beat that, you know, because it just shortens that learning curve.
Yeah, correct.
So it sounds like things have really turned around at CAMS, and I understand you have money to do marketing. Tell us what you're doing there.
Well, like I said before, we have the website up. We have a referral program in place. If someone refers somebody to us, it's 10% off their total invoice. I have various magazines, various different websites that we advertise on. We place almost, I would say, anywhere 65 to 70 ads a week, just trying to get our name out there and just drive traffic into the website and just drive people in the door.
And you've had tremendous success, as you said.
Very awesome.
You know, that's really quite an accomplishment. Well, I can see our time is just about up. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, the biggest thing is if you're out there looking for 3Pay or out there looking to achieve the vision of your company, okay, to bring that vision to life, the biggest thing I can say is work smarter, not harder. Ask yourself a question. Is the business running you or are you running the business? And if you want to run your business, 3Pay is definitely the tool to do so.
Great, great. Well, thank you for your time and for sharing the CAMS Auto and 3Pay story. If someone wants to get a hold of you, if you don't mind, why don't you give your contact information? And remember, everyone, Clayton is not only an advisor, but someone, you know, who's working in the trenches, you know, daily. And he has intimate knowledge. He's experienced in the automotive niche with 3Pay and in finding money. So, Clayton, why don't you give your contact information?
Sure. The easiest way to get a hold of me, first off, I have a contact page on my website with all of our phone numbers on it. My website is www.camsap.com. Go to our contact page. Our phone numbers are on there. My email's on the team page. You can always reach me on my cell phone, which is 602-488-4500. And for my email, it is clay@camsap.com.
All righty. So I'll give that phone number just one more time, 602-488-4500. And thank you, Clayton. Thanks, everyone. And if you want more information on 3Pay Business Plan, if you're on the website, just click the Products tab, and you can see which system is right for your business. And remember to join the newsletter. We give great tips and strategies about ways to increase the bottom line. And if you do that, you'll get a free copy of the DVD, The Three Secrets to Profit, which is by Ron Haugen, the founder of 3Pay. That's $197 value, and that information is priceless. So, you know, click on that or go to the website, 3PayBusinessPlan.com. Again, this is Julie Wright for 3Pay Business Plan. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable week.